Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled Spiritual Fruit. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, these words stand out with great significance. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. We seem to be living in a lawless state of the world. On every side there is crime, there is war, there is strife, there is animosity. Even within families, there is such hatred that it is depressing. When we look at the things of the world, it is cause for great concern. That's why we have to look above and see the fruit of the Spirit, the law of the spiritual life that God gives us. God wants us to bear spiritual fruit. He wants us to be people that are known by the love that we have for the lawless, for the ones that even hate them. Return love for hatred. Demonstrate joy when there is dismay. Bring peace when there is strife and war and animosity. Have long suffering when it is easy to run away. Show kindness when there is harshness and bitterness. Show goodness when there is evil. Be faithful when there is faithlessness. Be gentle when there is harshness. Demonstrate self-control when everything is out of control. God wants us to be above the law of the world and come into His peace that passes the law that Satan brings. Satan wants to bind. He wants to destroy. He wants to create chaos. The spiritual fruit that we find brings us peace that passes all understanding. Have you entered into that peace in your own life? If not, I urge you, I beg you, do so as soon as possible. It's only in the spiritual fruit that God gives that we will find peace that passes all understanding all through eternity. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the peace that you give, peace that the world can never know until it turns to you, until it finds in you the peace that is deeper than we can even explain. As someone so graphically has illustrated, it is better felt than telt. Oh, Lord, help us to find the peace that you offer. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.